It's Growing Up on the Farm, a look at local agriculture, sponsored by Pro Tire Sales and Service, also fueled by Kubota. Today we turn to Sherry Heima, who's sitting down with Randy Briscoe of Dondon Farms.
Hi, Randy.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Good. Maybe we'll start. You can tell me a little bit about Dondon Farms.
Sure. I don't know how much detail you're looking for, but basically I'm third generation here. We're primarily a dairy farm. We do some cash crop as well, but we milk between 45 and 50 cows in a tie stall. We own a little over 600 acres. There's about 400 of it is tillable, and the rest is pasture and a little sugar bush. My grandparents, I'm third generation. My grandparents started here in the early 40s. They both grew up on farms as well. My grandma grew up in Northcote. My grandpa grew up just one road over in Foy Road, but they started at this location in the 40s. And then they would have had, they had like a mixed farm. They had a few cows, they had some horses, they had some chickens, a couple of pigs. My grandma also raised turkeys as another income source at the start. And my grandpa also did a lot in the sugar bush in the early days as well. Then my father, he came home in 1969. He really focused on the breeding end of the herd, so he really developed the purebred Holstein line. He did a lot of showing, so he showed a lot at all the local fairs through the 70s and 80s. Really developed a base for guys like buyers to come and buy fresh cows and that sort of thing.
Okay.
I've tried to keep that, continue that on basically, and focus on the breeding end of things. So, yeah, that's kind of what we do here.
Great. That's awesome. Growing up on the farm, you know, in the farming life, did you always know that you were going to continue that?
Yeah, I was always interested. I was in the barn right from the time I was five. I think probably because we're a smaller herd and with purebreds, we know all the cows by name. I knew all the cows. We milked about 25 at that time, and I could recite every one of them off by name, all their mothers. My parents knew I was pretty interested in the farm right from day one.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the farm's operational growth.
Like I said, we started off small. I can still remember milking 25 cows, so we've doubled since the time I would have been in high school, so that was the early 90s, I guess. We're still small compared to a lot of dairy farms out there, but it's just kind of our family here too. We don't rely on much outside help at all, so we've always kind of tried to keep a close eye on debt load, and we're not big, but we're getting it done.
great. In terms of the family members who are involved right now, tell me a little bit about who's all involved.
My dad's still here all the time. It's my wife and I own the farm now. We bought it in 2015. I farmed in a partnership with my parents from 1999. I came home from University of Guelph, did a three-year partnership till 15, and then my wife Sarah and I bought it from them. She's also from a local farm from McGregor's Produce, pretty well known in the area. We've been here ever since. My kids are also involved. My son, he milks 5 nights a week, Monday to Friday, and my oldest daughter comes out Saturday and Sunday nights. And then my next daughter, she's also starting to help a little bit in the barn as well. So,
great. What are the ages of the kids?
So Noah's our oldest. He's 17. Allie's 15. Madison is 11. And Everett's 9.
Right. What does succession planning look like for you?
We don't have a plan with the next generation. The kids are a little young yet for that. They're still figuring out kind of where they want to go and where they're heading. But we did a succession plan with my parents. Obviously, it seems like yesterday, but it was 10 years ago now. So time kind of flies.
Yeah, absolutely. It sure does. when it comes to farming, you've been at it for a long time, third generation. Are there any secrets to success that come to mind?
I don't know if I'd call them secrets. I guess we're, like I said, our philosophy here, we've always been pretty focused on carrying a manageable debt load. I think any small business owner will tell you this, you have to kind of think more about anytime you do spend money, it's kind of more of an investment. So you're looking at, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you're not just budgeting your monthly bills. You're always thinking long-term. You can't really think short-term in farming. So it's every year's different. You kind of hit reset after on every year because you don't know what to expect. So actually my grandpa passed away when I was only 7. I kind of remember, but it's more the dad has obviously passed it on to me. Just grandpa always used to say that it's a lot easier to save a dollar than it is to make one, and that's kind of the philosophy that our family has used every generation, as far as spending money and making sure it's invested in the right place sort of thing. So
coming to the kind of the end of the formal questions, is there anything you wanted to make sure we talked about?
I guess just mention, if anybody has any questions about farming, not just dairy, but any type of farming, don't be afraid to reach out to a farmer. Most of us are pretty approachable. I think there's a fair bit of misinformation out there these days. There's a lot of stuff on the internet that's not necessarily correct. And so, yeah, I think, best to go to the source and get the real answers. Maybe try and do it more in the wintertime when we're not quite as busy, but this time of year, there's always stuff going on. So yeah, try and shoot for the wintertime, but most of us are here to certainly answer questions, and just, we take a lot of pride in what we do, and that, we love putting food on people's tables. So don't be afraid to reach out.